Oh, hi, y'all. Welcome to Nikki's World, where my podcast show will give you viewpoints and insight that others will not give. I'll talk about, like, what's current, what's on the news, what is out there, and I will always cite sources, and I always cite facts and news links so y'all know what I'm actually talking about. I give you my viewpoints and opinions, and if you want to hear what I have to say, what's on my mind and all that, I let y'all into my world and let y'all hear and listen to what I'm thinking and what's going through my mind. So if you love stuff like that, tune into Nikki's World twice a week, where you'll get 2-3 podcast episodes a week on what I talk about and what's on my mind. So thanks for listening, and let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. And today, guys, we got to talk about the epidemic of squatting in this country, why it's becoming a huge issue, especially with the illegal immigrants coming to this country and stealing homes from people, which is technically what it is. And we got to talk about that and so much more. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, seriously, can y'all please consider donating a cup of coffee for me? Because for the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, guys, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I am on Locals, guys, if you guys want to support and sponsor Nikki's World. If you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review. Good, bad, and the ugly. I also, guys, have affiliate links, including a referral link from burner.com, which I have my Burner LE with me. I also have a referral link from minds.com, and I also have a diaper referral link from North Shore Medical Supply. So if you guys want to buy stuff from there, and you can use my referral link in the description below. And before we get this show on the road, literally, guys, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today. Woo-wee, wow, man. Yeah, that was a mouthful. That was a mouthful. And yes, guys, I am diapered up as always. I am in my North Shore Mega Max diapers, okay? And I apologize, I haven't been podcasting lately. I haven't been keeping up with my podcast because I've started graduate social work school, and now I am in the mix of graduate social work school, working full-time, and now as spring and summer is starting to hit, I have a mix of doing modeling photo shoots, shibari, self-suspension, and dealings with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary and the U.S. Coast Guard in general. So I have a whole lot on my plate, and I will try in between to get a podcast show. It may not be an hour length, but at least a 30-minute length or 35-minute length podcast show, at least to get something out there for you guys. So I do apologize. I do hope you all understand. And if you guys are, you guys can let me know in the description below or in the comments below. So anyway, let's get on with the show today, okay, shall we? I want to talk about these four articles that came from American Thinker, Lottery Crowder, The New York Post, and the Daily Mail out of the UK. And here's the thing. What are these four sites that I'm talking about all have in common? They all talk about the epidemic of squatting, which is people illegally taking up residence in your home and actually stealing your home, okay? Which the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, it's becoming an epidemic in this country because the left has been basically pro-criminal, okay? They've been pro-crime. They've been, like, basically all about all their rights, their feelings, and all this. Then what about the rights of the property owners and the law-abiding citizens, okay? Now, the problem here is this, guys. Squatting is becoming an epidemic in this country. And not only that, with the influx of illegal immigrants coming from our southern border, squatting has become an epidemic here. You have people taking up residence in, say, a neighborhood that has a for sale sign, which could potentially mean a squatting opportunity. The thing is, once a squatter takes up residence in one of these illegal homes, it snowballs down the road pretty soon, putting the value of the neighborhood down. Really? Really, yeah. So that's why it's like this. To me, the left ain't going to do anything about these squatters because you know why? They're all going to say, oh, well, squatter's rights, squatter rights. Okay, if there is such thing as a squatter's rights, where is it? Show us. Show us a document that says squatters have rights. They don't. They use that as a feel-good, like, oh, woe is me. Feel sorry for me for squatting in your home. I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you this. Squatting is actually a crime. It's a home invasion, it's robbery, burglary, and grand theft. It's that simple. The left refuses to enforce the law because the problem is they're all on this, oh, equal rights, diversity, equality, inclusion, and all this mumbo-jumbo fucking bullshit. To me, guys, I like this one article from the American Thinker, okay? Outsmarting the squatters, okay? There's this one group in this article called squatter hunters, and these people go after the squatters. It's becoming a cottage industry. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's becoming a cottage industry now where landlords, homeowners are paying squatter hunters to go after these people, hunt them down, name and shame them by saying, like, if you don't leave, we're going to post your face on social media. We're going to post your face on Facebook, YouTube, every social media outlet in the globe. Yeah. That, and they're doing that. And then at the same time, they're going in there and kicking the squatters out. Yeah. They literally are. And they're actually even putting video cameras in the homes. Yeah. And I'm telling you, what's going to also pop up in this industry? Private security. Private security is going to pop up so much that neighborhoods are going to band together and say, we're going to need private security on our neighborhood to make sure squatters don't enter our neighborhood or enter in our enclave. They're going to start doing that. And I'm telling you, man, the left does not see this unintended consequence. You know how the left was saying, oh, illegal immigrants are coming into this country. Every resident should house these people. You know what? This is where the left caused their own problems by allowing squatting. They caused this problem by saying, oh, look, we have an influx of illegal immigrants. Where are we going to house them? Next thing you know, they go and squat an illegal home that they have no right, they have no documentation, they have no signed rental agreement or no signed lease agreement, which to me, a couple of ways that would solve this. All lease agreements should be notarized. Should have a notary, a witness statement, okay, which is easy. You go to, like, say, a bank, and a bank, you and the landlord, let's say you were renting a property, okay? Let's make a scenario. Let's say you were renting a property, right? And then you wanted to rent, like, so-and-so's apartment. You and the landlord sign an agreement, pay all the fees and money and so forth, but then you have to take the paper, the legal agreement, take it to a notary republic and have that signed. And then at the same time, the, like, say, a town hall would keep copies of the records, okay, that says, hey, that lease agreement was signed and we have copies of the records, like that, and it was notarized. I would say like this, a lot of squatters have gotten smart by making up fictitious, like, mortgage agreements, fictitious homeowners document, and fictitious, you know, like, rental agreement. I would make it a law that all financial documents have to be notarized. They have to be notarized either at the bank or in court. It's that simple. And the fact that if you have to have it notarized in court, a lot of squatters don't want to show up in court because many of the squatters are what? Convicted felons, criminals, who probably have what? Active warrants. They show up in court, they're probably going to get arrested as well for an active warrant. The fact of the matter is, guys, I agree with these squatter hunters. These people are going after what should have been a law enforcement job. The fact that people are paying squatter hunters to do what law enforcement should be doing and what legislators should be doing is appalling in this country, because a lot of these squatters saying, oh, my right. But then again, they don't have rights. They don't have rights. Where's the legal documentation that says you have a right to squat? You don't. The fact of the matter is, if I was a legislator in Connecticut, I would make squatting a felony with mandatory prison time of 10 years. It's that simple. The reason why I say mandatory prison time is because you don't want to give judges the discretion of saying, well, you had this extenuating circumstances, well, we're going to reduce your sentence. No. Get rid of judge's discretion and say, no, the punishment meets the crime and you have to do this amount of time in prison. No ifs, ands, or buts, no leeways whatsoever. That means if a squatter got caught breaking and entering, illegally living in their home, illegally taking up residence, this. Telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it should be a crime. It should be a crime and it should be a felony, okay? I say like this. If I'm a legislator, I would make squatting a felony with a mandatory minimum prison sentence of 10 years plus mandatory probation of 5 years. And if they're caught doing it again, it goes up. And then we get into the habitual criminal statute, where if you're caught doing the same thing 3 times, I would say no. 3 strikes, you're out. You have to do the mandatory minimum of 15 years to get out. 15 years with 5 years of probation. Mandatory supervised probation. Which means if you're caught doing it again illegally, then I got no choice and say, hey, it should be automatic life. That means you're in prison for life. You will never get out. It's that simple. I would make squatting a felony attached to home invasion. It's that simple. I would. And then the onus would be on the squatter to produce documentation that would say, oh, we entered into an agreement. Oh, we entered into a signed agreement. Okay, in court, where's your signed agreement? Can you produce the signed agreement for us to see in the courtroom in front of the judge, the prosecutor, and the jury? Produce the document for us. If they can't, off to jail they go. It's that simple. Squatting should be a felony, not only at the state level, but also the federal level. I would empower police departments to kick out squatters, to basically boot them from town. At the same time, I would empower residents to form neighborhood block watches to make sure squatters don't enter their neighborhood. I would empower that by, heck, my philosophy, I would allow the Guardian Angels, run by Curtis Sliwa in New York City, to organize nationwide neighborhood block watches, making sure that squatters don't move into your neighborhood, making it unfriendly for the squatter to show up in your town. It's that simple. I would make it so hostile for the squatter that they would not be allowed to move in. I would empower towns to ban squatting and make it a felony. I would empower states and even the federal government to say, hey, you squat in this neighborhood, you're a felon. It's that simple. Okay? I would say that because you know why? Squatting is actually a crime. It is home invasion. And then if many of you guys have seen that a TikTok video of this illegal immigrant posting how to squat in neighborhoods and all this. Where the fuck is ICE? Where the fuck is Customs and Immigration and Enforcement and Immigrant Removal Team? Where the fuck are they? They should be removing this guy and deporting his ass or basically dumping his ass outside of America. Where the hell are they? Where the hell are they? Because the fact of the matter is, guys, the fact of the matter is that squatting is becoming an epidemic in this country. A lot of homeowners, if I were like a lot of homeowners in the neighborhood, I would band together and form neighborhood watch communities and work in concert with your local police department. I would do a stop and frisk policy to make sure that squatters don't enter your town. I would, because you know why? I wouldn't want a squatter in my hometown. Hell fuck no. Wouldn't want that. So that's why it's like this. I would make squatting not only a state felony, but also a federal felony. And if Congress has the balls, so to speak, I would empower them to say, hey, you don't get my vote unless you change the federal criminal codes and make squatting a felony with mandatory prison time. That simple. I know the Democrats and the left will cry like a soy bitches that they are, but we all know that because we all know Democrats are all in favor of illegal immigrants, squatting, letting criminals get away while punishing law-abiding citizens. Yeah, that's the Democrats. And you know that one story, how like in Queens, New York, where you had a homeowner arrested, okay? This is why I would get the fuck away from New York. Okay? This is why I would get the fuck out. And all the New Yorkers out there, don't fucking come to Connecticut. We don't want your bullshit over here. You can go to California for all I fucking care. Or go to fucking New Jersey for all I fucking care. Okay? The fact of the matter is, in New York City, especially in the Queens borough, they had the gall to arrest a homeowner because she changed the lock on her door to prevent the squatter from coming in. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, and this article, by the way, is from Louderwood Crowder. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, this country is being ruled by idiots, retards, stupid people, and people who don't have a fucking brain cell, who think that criminals have more fucking rights than you as a law-abiding citizen. This is an example, guys, where in New York City, criminals have more rights than law-abiding citizens. And that's because they pander to the fucking Democrats in this country. They fucking do. The fact that homeowners and law-abiding citizens have little to no rights in this country just goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, that our country is being fucked over, being bent over backwards, fucked up the ass by the fucking Democrats. Yeah. Yeah, I said it. I said it right there. I said it. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we got Democrats who are destroying this country from within. And I'll say this on the podcast show on Sunday, March 24, 2024. If we don't get Trump back in the White House, we may not have a country anymore. We may be at a point where we're fractured. And I'm going to give this stark warning and prediction here. As this squatting epidemic gets worse and worse and worse and worse in this country, I foresee down the road that homeowners take the law in their own fucking hands because the legal system and the judicial system won't do a damn shit about kicking the squatters out. I foresee a day where a legal homeowner has to take the law in their own hands and has to forcibly remove them by the barrel of a gun. I foresee that. I see the tea leaves somewhere saying that that's where we're headed in that direction. And Democrats are going to sit there and go, oh, you were violating their rights. Oh, their rights. Okay, whose rights are more important? The rights of the homeowner or the rights of the fucking criminal squatter that the Democrats are pandering to? Yeah. That's the scary thing. That's the scary thing, ladies and gentlemen. That is the scary thing, is that you have Democrats who are pandering to squatters and not doing a damn thing. And then when homeowners start voting for Donald Trump in droves, and then you have a cottage industry of squatter hunters who are going after squatters and forcibly removing them, Democrats cry foul and go, oh, their rights, their rights. You know what, Democrats? Y'all should be abolished. Y'all should be, like, basically thrown out. Y'all should be. The fact of the matter is, guys, I'm just going to say this, is that squatting should be a felony, and squatters should be arrested and thrown in prison, and at the very least charged with a home invasion. But then again, Democrats won't do anything because they side with criminals and illegal immigrants over legal, law-abiding citizens, ladies and gentlemen. That is the fucked up part of all this, guys. That is really the most fucked up part of all this, is that Democrats pander to criminals and squatters more than legal, law-abiding citizens. And the fact that Democrats are silent on this squatting epidemic, because I'm going to tell you this, if this happened in a heavily Democrat blue city or blue state, or happened to an A-list Democrat, I guarantee you things would change in a fucking heartbeat. They would be calls to criminalize squatting. They would be calls for prosecutions, mandatory prison sentences, you know what I mean? And even deportations of illegal immigrants. Wouldn't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen. Wouldn't be surprised. But I'm telling you this right now. If you're a homeowner or a landlord and you got a squatter, you basically don't have rights in this country because the fucking retarded, mentally ill, mentally insane Democrats have allowed this, have festered this, have even promoted this, have even enabled this. You know, I'm going to say it like this. You know how Democrats try to say, oh, Trump wants a bloodbath. Well, you know what? Democrats got blood on their hands for fucking destroying the country. It's that simple. Yeah, it is really that simple. They got fucking blood on their hands. They really do. They really, really do. Yeah. And that's why I go like this. I go like this. Every homeowner and every landlord that encounters a squatter should be armed. At the very least, armed with a less lethal, like, burner. Or if your state allows open carry, open carry, because you make the squatter think twice and you make them flee with their life. It is that simple. It is. And then this is why the number one priority in this country, stop fucking voting Democrat. Because Democrats are the cause of all the problems that we have in this country. Pretty much, guys. Pretty much. Anyway, I want to talk about this article, guys. I really do. I want to talk about this article from the Washington Examiner. Instagram rolls out a hidden saying that limits political content. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Why the fuck are you on these liberal social media sites like ScrewTube, aka YouTube, Facebook, Instagram? Why are you on all these liberal sites? Why? Instagram recently rolled out a feature that sets a limit on political content. Here's the thing. My generation, I grew up in the generation of the 80s and 90s. We didn't have this kind of shit growing up. Okay? We were mature enough and adult enough to debate, argue, agree, and disagree over every and any political issue. We did. But this generation now, they don't know how to learn to agree and disagree. Where now you gotta have like Facebook or Instagram limit whatever you see politically because you don't like things that disagree with your logic. I say like this, folks. I say like this. This is why I go like this. This generation is as soft and weak as hell. It is. Because if they can't learn to agree and disagree and learn to basically decide for themselves, where instead they want big tech to decide for them. Folks, this is the generation that's fucking headed to a proverbial cliff and they're about to fall into the deepest rock bottom hole ever in their whole fucking entire existence. Because I'll tell you this, I learned to research political views way before fucking Google was born, ladies and gentlemen. I was a generation that did shit before Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, you know, and all this bullshit came on. We were a generation that grew up without email, without like YouTube. Yeah. You know what our version of Netflix was back then? HBO. Yeah. And if we wanted to read something, learn something politically, we had to go to the library and go into the newspaper and magazine room and read up on it. Yeah. We really did. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, the fact of the matter is, we're in the presidential election season. So you know what's going to happen on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. They're going to try to limit political content, which I believe is illegal, and that should not be allowed. The fact that they want to say, oh, political content should be limited. You shouldn't have to hear political content from so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm going to say like this, ladies and gentlemen. This is why, guys, if I ever want to talk about stuff politically, I don't talk about it on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram. I don't, ladies and gentlemen. Instead, come talk to me on all my alternative social media platforms on anything political, like, say, on Gab, MeWe, Minds, Getter, Rumble, Truth Social, and Vero Social. Seven of my alternative social media platforms that I will talk about politics to the fucking 10th degree. But on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, not so much, because I want to stay under the radar of Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, making sure that I don't draw flack from them, because if I did, they would have me blocked, banned, suspended for fucking 30 days, where instead I go on my alternative social media platforms and talk politically and then laugh at Mark Zuckerberg's face. Yeah. The fact of the matter is, guys, if you want to hear political content, go on Instagram and select Don't Limit on political and social topics. Don't. Okay? Because you know why? And then at the same time, don't reduce by fact checking, because fact checking is nothing more than opinion checking. It's their opinion that they're trying to insert. Okay, they're not there. Just like this, they're going to insert their leftist opinion, but then I go like this. That's your opinion. That's your thing. I don't give a two fuck shit what you say. So simple as that. So my theory is, the reason why they're doing this is that we have a 2024 presidential election again, and it's going to be what? Technically, it's a three-way race let's go Brandon, Donald Trump, and Robert Kennedy Jr., although Robert Kennedy Jr. is gaining ground by eating away at Brandon, and very little in eating away with Trump. But either way, it is a three-way presidential race. Okay? It is. It is. And to me, ladies and gentlemen, to me, I look at it like this. Okay? I look at it like this. Is that social media is going to ramp up their suppression campaign to suppress political content. They're going to do that. My suggestion to you all is to create accounts on alternative social media platforms like Gab, MeWe, Minds, Getter, Rumble, Truth Social, and Vero. Yeah, you may have to deal with right-wingers and right-winger Nazi lunatics, but you are protected by the umbrella of free speech. Okay? You are protected under that all-encompassing umbrella of freedom of speech, your right to say whatever you want without fear of suppression. Yeah. That's why I say that. And that's why I tell people, always have accounts on your alternative social media platform. Because I'm telling you right now, it's going to bound to fucking happen that they're going to target innocent bystanders while going after conservatives and freedom-loving folks. Yeah, it is, guys. It really is. You know? So, anyway, You know what Brandon and his fucked up administration is doing again? They're going after gun owners now. They're going after legal, law-abiding gun owners. They're setting up a new center in the DOJ to promote red flag laws against gun owners. Basically, anyone who has a disagreement, a red flag law could be used to strip away of your gun rights. I've said this many times and many times on the podcast show. Red flag laws are unconstitutional. They violate the 5th and 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. It's going to take a SCOTUS decision to destroy red flag laws that are state at the state level and possibly at the federal level. It is going to take a SCOTUS decision, and I believe it'll be either a 5-4 or a 9-0 that SCOTUS comes out and says red flag laws are unconstitutional because they violate the 5th and 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. Because in the United States Constitution, guys, you have a right to what they call due process. You have a right to appear in court to challenge a red flag on you. You have a right in this country. What Brandon and his fucked up Democrats are trying to do is bypass the Constitution and basically take the Constitution, rub it up their fat ass, and destroy it by saying, oh, what Constitution? You don't have a right to that. Oh, because you made political content about this? Well, guess what? We're reporting you to the cops. Next thing you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, cops come beating at your door, ripping your gun away from you, your constitutional rights, and you don't have a right to appeal it? Telling you, man, we live in a banana republic in this country. Democrats, especially the anti-gun left, want you defenseless, want you a victim instead of like a defender. They want you helpless and defenseless and a victim of a crime instead of being a defender and defending for yourself, because they hate that. And red flag laws, to me, is a constitutional violation. Clear and simple. I have a copy of a constitution with me. And I carry that with me. That's the most powerful weapon in this country. And I could say in court, I'm citing the 5th and 14th Amendment. That red flag law they want to impose is unconstitutional, illegal. Watch how fast they try to challenge that, saying, oh, but state law. Nope, federal law, constitutional law that says that you can't strip away my gun rights, and I have a right to due process in court to challenge it. The fact of the matter is that Brandon and his fucked up, corrupt DOJ is launching a center to promote red flag laws against certain gun owners, a.k.a. gun owners that he doesn't fucking like. I think like this. If I were the Republicans in the House, I would defund it immediately. I would say like this. Nope, we're not funding it. We are not paying for it. And the fact that they want to go after gun owners is basically a constitutional violation right there. And I am not surprised that the NRA, the Gun Owners Association, or any Second Amendment group is not filing a lawsuit against the federal government. I am not surprised. Because I would think by now that like the Second Amendment, pro Second Amendment groups would be will be filing a lawsuit against the federal government for promoting red flag laws, which is unconstitutional and violates a host of constitutional amendments that you enjoy as a United States citizen, okay? Such as the 5th and 14th Amendment, okay? And the 2nd Amendment as well. The fact that they want to violate your 2nd, 5th, and 14th Amendment because you own a gun? Go fuck yourself, Brandon. Go fuck yourself upside the head, Brandon. Because I'm telling you, that's why people are going to be voting for Donald Trump. And if I were Trump and RFK, I would abolish this center. I would implode the DOJ, wipe it clean, start all over, wipe that center off, and then write an executive order saying red flag laws are illegal in this country. Any state promoting red flag laws, we will haul your ass into federal court and say you are violating so such and such an amendment of the United States Constitution. It is that simple, guys. It is that simple. The fact of the matter that they want to violate your constitutional rights for carrying a gun is ludicrous, ladies and gentlemen. It is. It's ludicrous. Because they want to say like this, ladies and gentlemen. You as a citizen don't have a right to defend yourself. They want you to be like this. They want you to be like Canada and the UK, where you don't have a right to defend yourself or protect yourself. They want to be like that. But the sad fact here is, guys, we enjoy our constitutional rights. I enjoy my Second Amendment rights. And the fact that you have Democrats who want to strip away my right to defend myself, this is why I don't vote Democrat. This is why I will never, ever vote Democrat. Okay? I won't even vote Republican either. Because I tell you this, both the Democrats and Republicans, they hate our guts. They're not looking out for our interests. They're not looking out for the interests of the voter. They're not looking out for the interests of the citizen. They're looking out for the interests of their special interest groups. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Because I'm telling you this right now, and I've said this on many of my episodes on Nikki's World, that red flag laws are unconstitutional, that they violate the United States Constitution's 2nd, 5th, and 14th Amendment. And then I challenge this to any fucking leftist lunatic in this country. Show me in the Constitution that says red flag laws are constitutional. I'm waiting. Cite me the amendment, the actual amendment. Cite it for me. Because there isn't any, ladies and gentlemen. There isn't any. But you got Brandon who wants to do this. It's like, go fuck yourself, man. He'll be a one-termer real quick. He really will. He really will, man. And the fact of the matter is, I'm also a legal, law-abiding gun owner. I carry one. Actually, I carry what I call a less lethal gun called a Burner LE. And it's still technically a gun, but it's a less lethal gun. But nonetheless, it is a gun. But I carry it. I'm a licensed concealed carry gun owner, and I use it to protect myself. The fact that Brandon wants to make gun owners like us criminals is why I won't vote for his ass. I won't. I will never, ever vote Democrat. And in fact, I will never vote a Republican who sides with the Democrats. Okay? Because you know how they say, it's like this. No Democrat is ever a Republican. No Republican is ever a Democrat, but they all just side with them. But the fact of the matter is, I'll never vote for either one of them. I will never vote based on the party. I will always vote based on the person and who I endorse and who I support. And then, by the way, guys, as the election season is coming, I will post on my blog and on my podcast show who I endorse for office. And I will put that as an endorsement there, okay, guys? I will put who I endorse running for office and who should be critical to the nation, okay? Who should be. But anyway, I want to talk about this before we go. You know, AOC, the occasional cortex, she is the most stupid, idiotic, retarded person in Congress that this country has ever seen. The sheer magnitude of stupidity on AOC is why special ed kids like AOC should never, ever be allowed in Congress, let alone college. The fact that AOC thinks RICO is not a crime, I'm like, this girl has an iPhone or an Android? She could go up on YouTube, look up RICO, and go, oh, look, it is a federal crime. It is a federal crime. She could look up her favorite search engine and type in RICO, like RICO statute, and let me see, it comes up right there. Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organization Act, which is a federal law. And the fact that RICO is used to prosecute mafia crime organizations. But AOC says, oh, RICO is not a crime? Then why is Fannie Willis trying to prosecute Trump for RICO if AOC is saying RICO is not a crime? Folks, AOC is the kind of stupid is why special ed kids should not be allowed to enter college, let alone Congress. Okay? AOC is what you call a diversity hire. Because they voted, because people in her district voted for her because of, oh, diversity. Oh, she's some crazy nut. Telling you who's crazier? The idiots in her district that voted for her. Okay? The idiots in her district that voted for AOC. The fact that this bimbo dipshit thinks RICO is not a crime, and somebody should have just went to her, slapped her upside the head, taken their tablet, Google it to her, shows the sheer stupidity that Democrats are these days. The level of stupidity is off the charts with Democrats. It really is, guys. It's like this. If I had to say who has the lowest IQ in Congress, God, it would be a contest to see who has the dumbest IQ. It would be. It would be like, okay, who has the lowest IQ? Yeah, whoever has the lowest IQ, kick them out. We don't need them. And then after that, kick out the next one. The next one. Maybe this is why in Congress there should be an intelligence test. And maybe a citizenship test. Okay? To make sure that they are a U.S. citizen. They know the constitutional laws and everything. The fact that AOC thinks RICO is not a crime, maybe she should tell Fannie Willis that. Just putting it out there. Just putting it out there because she is that crazy. You're a crazy girl. You're that crazy bartender in New York who should have never left the bar. And that reminds me, ladies and gentlemen, isn't there a bar in New York City that is missing their bartender? Because it seems like AOC belongs in the bar, not in Congress. Okay? It seems she belongs in the bar and not in Congress. Because the level of stupidity that AOC shows, my God, ladies and gentlemen, my God. This bimbo bitch should not be allowed in Congress. For the fact that she thinks RICO is not a crime, I just sit there and I go like this. We are ruled by stupid, smart idiots in this country. It's that simple. We have stupid, smart people and just plain stupid people running this country. That's what should scare the living shit out of y'all. Is that this country is being ruled by stupid, smart people and just plain stupid people who should not be allowed even near Congress, let alone access to nuclear weapons. Okay? Just like the dementia resident in the White House, you know, who shouldn't be allowed access to nuclear weapons. Okay? But I always say this logic. If you allow this dementia resident access to nuclear weapons, then I should be allowed access to an F-15, F-16, and to a standard 30-round AR-15. It's that simple, guys. It really is that simple. It really is. But the fact that we have stupid, smart people and just plain stupid people running this country just goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, this country is headed for a proverbial cliff. And I don't know if we'll make it past 2024. So just put your big boy pants or big girl pants or put your big boy or big girl underwear, or in my case, put your thickest adult diaper on and hope to God that we can make it to 2025 with Donald Trump or RFK Jr. Just hoping that way, guys. Just hoping that way. Okay. Wow. That is almost like an hour-long show, man. That's like an hour-long show for you guys. Wow. But I thank you guys, man, for sticking it out with me. I'm sorry I didn't get the podcast a lot, like I said earlier, because I know I've been tied up with work, with school and all that. I'm trying to find this nice pendulum of balance to be able to podcast to you all while going to this graduate social work school, while working my psych tech job at the hospital, while fulfilling my obligations with the U.S. Coast Guard and the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. It's all about a balance, ladies and gentlemen. And at this point, I'm just trying to find that pendulum in the middle that like happy medium in the middle. But anyway, I thank you guys for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I will see you all soon. Bye for now. You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.